Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 31a, The Day of Seven, Part 9a, CB9, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 11th month, on the 13th day of the 11th month. Dear Dan, the Lord reminded me of this important event from the Day of Seven. In the early stages of the Day of Seven, as part of my training in the Lord and His revealing the works of the devil, I was eyewitness to the manifestation of a demon in a young boy by the name of CB9. He was being fostered by CS2 and was living with her at the time that I started to attend church at U3. CB1, CB8, and CS2 were also attending church at U3 at the time. When I found out that CB1 and CB8 met at CS2's house before going to church, I offered to drop by CS2's place to pick everyone up for Sunday evening services. CS2 had a small hot tub, and after asking, I was allowed to use it, hoping that the heated water would alleviate some of my pain. One Sunday, I arrived early so I could soak in the hot tub. CB8 was there along with CB9. I remember that CS2 wanted to add some bleach to the water for sanitation purposes. CB9 asked what the bleach was for, and I responded that it would kill all the little germies. Somehow I knew that there was a larger reference being made than just at the biological level. CB9 also wanted to soak in the tub, so a pair of shorts was found, and he joined me. Afterward, we had gotten dry, and CB9 and I were sitting alone on the front porch. CB9 then did a strange and unexpected thing. He got into the lotus position on the chair, formed circles in both hands by touching the second finger to the thumb. I asked him what he was doing, and he answered, "I am praying to my God." At that moment, I knew that he was demon-possessed and that the demons inside him was praying to his god, Satan. I prayed also, and a little later, CB9 stopped what he was doing. The Lord did not lead me to do anything like binding, etc. I was observing only, but I did pray. This happened just after I was introduced to Gabe, but before I began sharing angel stories with CB3. The other thing I remember is that I could feel, somehow, the spiritual tension surrounding both me and CB9, and I knew there were forces from both sides present, from God's camp and Satan's, ready to get it on, battle-wise. At that time, CB9 was about 10 years old. I remember CS2 had remarked about her concern for him in that he had gained a lot of weight in a short amount of time, and he smoked quite a bit. CB9 disappeared from my radar not long after that, but I pray the Lord would remember him and deliver him from evil. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
And he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. So it was, when the demon had gone out, that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." Others, testing him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, 'I cast out demons by Beelzebub.' And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted, and divides his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first.